Britain's new king, Charles, has made an emotional tribute to his mother in his first address to the nation after her death. The new king renewed his mother's lifelong promise of service, saying her dedication never wavered.
As the Queen herself did with such unswerving devotion, I too now solemnly pledge myself, throughout the remaining time God grants me, to uphold the constitutional principles at the heart of our nation. And wherever you may live in the United Kingdom, or in the realms and territories across the world, and whatever may be your background or beliefs, I shall endeavour to serve you with loyalty, respect, and love, as I have throughout my life.
The new king also bestowed the titles of Prince and Princess of Wales on his eldest son, William, and daughter-in-law, Catherine, passing on the titles that he and his late wife, Diana, previously held. Charles also expressed love for his second son, Harry, and his wife, Meghan, who he said would continue to build their lives overseas. Many Britons who listened to this speech appeared to react favourably to it.
I know that a lot of bad criticism and stuff has been said in the past, but honestly, he started really well. We have to give him the best. He's our king. God save the king.
The late Queen, she was brilliant. He's been thrown into limelight. He's now trying to follow his mum's footsteps. And I believe with that interview, he's made a very good start. And I'm proud to call him my king.
Well, Charles will officially be proclaimed king today. And Sally Patterson explains what we can expect from him as Britain's monarch.
We know that the Queen was an incredibly popular and much loved figure, not just here in the UK, but of course across the whole world. She was the head of the Commonwealth and would regularly tour different countries, meeting the heads of states, but also meeting the people on the streets. She loved meeting local residents wherever she went, and she also, of course, loved having them to come and visit her in one of her many homes, including here at Buckingham Palace. What is likely from the king is that some of the behaviour we've seen in the past, which is, of course, him being relatively outspoken on issues like the environment, he has suggested in the past that he will tone that down. We expect a courteous and a neutral head of state. And whilst the Prime Minister can, of course, have controversial views at times and sets policy, the head of state here is a neutral head who is a figurehead and offers guidance to politicians when they need it. So it is likely that he will have to rein down some of his interests, some of what he has stood up for in the past. However, we'll have to wait and see what this new era promises.